So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome on into a special edition of Sports Talk, folks. Me and Mike D'Attelier, Steve Geller, on the road here in Houma, at Houma the Chicken, Rouse's Market, hanging out here just a couple days before Thanksgiving. You can do some shopping, hang out with me and Mike, talk some LSU, Saints. Had some moves today for the Black and Gold, announcing a few roster moves, the most grabbing one that got your attention. They have moved on from kicker Blake Groupe and have signed Cade York, former LSU Tiger, to the practice squad. So I'm assuming, Mike, by that York as well as Charlie Smith will compete this week leading up to Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's Cade York. He's got experience in NFL games. Now, he's bounced around. He's lived the nomad life of a kicker. Cleveland, Cincinnati, Washington. So he's bounced around. But put it to you this way, in the last 25 years, I never saw a kicker with more physical gifts at LSU than Cade York. Man, he could hit a football. Now, sometimes it wasn't straight, but that's been a problem in the NFL, his lack of consistency.
Well, Rutro, we just got rid of a guy like that.
Well, we'll find out, and you never know when you hit that groove. So I guess they're going to give Cade that opportunity. So let's go to our talking text line from Tiger Bait. You hear him in Baton Rouge, also with us quite often, Buddy Sanji. Buddy, I know you ain't had nothing to do for the last week and a half. That's why I give you a call to get you on here on Sports Talk. How you doing, bud?
Good to talk with you, Mike. Good to talk with Steve. Charlie back at the studio. Yeah, Cade York, he's a saint. He also married his girlfriend, a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. And let me tell you something, folks. You go to Cleveland, you go to Washington, you go to Cincinnati, and you come back to Louisiana and kick for the New Orleans Saints, marry that beautiful cheerleader. Life is good. Hit the 57-yarder in the fog against Florida. Mike, I hope he sticks. And Steve, happy to be with you on this Tuesday afternoon.
Buddy, the funniest thing about that kick, and I talked to Coach O about it, and he said, Mike, I heard him, the ball hit, the foot hit the ball.
Yeah.
I never saw it, and what I saw was the referee threw his hands up. But I never saw the ball once he kicked it, because he said it was so foggy. We sort of lost it in there. Like he said, from where you were watching it on TV, it was a much better view. Because he said, I got to see that view after the game. He said it was a much better view than I had. I had no view. He said, we were just watching the referees, and when they threw their arms up, I was like, man, I'll be damned. Cade hit that, and nobody really saw it. So hopefully we'll get some of those moments with Cade York in the black and gold. Buddy, I know you've done this a long time like me. You never say never, and you're never certain about anything. And now we're dealing with a cat that's even worse than anybody we've dealt with on giving an answer in Lane Kiffin, because he's one of one. He's kind of the Bill Parcells of college football. You don't know what move he's going to make next. From everything you're hearing, tell us where you think this ends up, and will it be Lane Kiffin in that announcement Saturday coming to LSU.
Well, I will say this right out of the gate. I worked this story morning, noon, and night for about 10 days. And then after Kiffin went in there, after his meeting with Keith Carter, the Ole Miss AD, and said, look, I want to coach the Egg Bowl, I kind of handed it off to Mike Scarborough and his team, and they continue to work it each and every day. We feel like there hasn't been a lot of new information, but I will tell you what everyone is talking around over here. Obviously, the Egg Bowl Friday morning over at Mississippi State. If Ole Miss wins that game, they'll be 11-1 and certainly a shoe-in for the college football playoffs. And Lane will get peppered in that press conference afterwards. Is this your final game? Yada, yada, yada. It already started yesterday with the press conference leading up to the game. At some point, they've got to make a decision. And, Mike, this is the interesting thing. I think Lane Kiffin has always coveted this LSU job, but we're hearing that the money that LSU is throwing at him is obscene and unprecedented, $15 to $16 million a year and another $30-plus to $35 million-plus for the portal NIL and building your roster each and every year. How's he going to step away? I just heard my buddy Bingo Bango Bongo Tim Brando, known Timmy for many, many years, and he said it. You know, he could pull the wool over everybody and stay with Ole Miss, but I don't know if the Ole Miss people feel confident about that. The Florida group certainly feels like there are some overtures and history on their side, and then LSU, I would say around here, it's about a 60% go, but I don't know whether to trust Lane Kiffin and his agent, Jimmy Sexton. This thing is going on, and Mike, as everybody out there knows listening, you've got a sense of urgency. 8 days from today, the recruiting cycle starts. You've got a three-day window, December 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The portal is a month later, January 2nd through 16. And then to throw in another crazy tidbit, Mike, if Ole Miss beats Mississippi State and Kiffin goes to LSU and announces that, how is the CFP going to look at that with an 11-1 Ole Miss team not knowing what they're going to look like with a new coach moving into the playoffs? And so this is about as crazy as it gets. And, you know, Sports Illustrated had a cover years ago, Crazy Days at LSU. You can bring back that old magazine again, Mike and Steve.
We'll just put Kiffin's face on it instead of Dale Brown, okay?
Yeah.
We'll kind of switch it around a little bit. Here's my take on it, buddy. I really think if we're looking at it from a conventional point of view, if he wanted to stay, why wouldn't he have said it by now? And not kind of leave your team out there in purgatory. And, you know, he's dragged this on. And then we heard maybe a Friday announcement. Now we're hearing possibly a Saturday announcement. This would seem to indicate that he is looking to move on, that it's either going to be LSU or Florida. And I'm not going to take Florida out of the running with that. Because they got a lot to offer also. But we're not dealing with a conventional guy here that, you know, he's going to dance to the beat of his own drum, and that this could turn out to be totally opposite from what anybody is thinking. And that would be for most people at Ole Miss that give money. Their deal is, at this stage, I'm fed up with it.
Yep.
I'm really fed up with it. The young reporters can report what they want to report, but I'm fed up with it. Either he wants to be here or he doesn't. That's some indication that he's looking to move on.
Hey, listen, I agree. I mean, I give crazy analogies, but you don't give somebody an engagement ring and then she says, well, I don't know, I'm going to tell you in a couple of days. And then she says, wait, I want to go out with somebody from Florida and Louisiana before we get married. I mean, this crazy. It has been cray-cray from the get-go. Sexton and Lane are holding up everybody. John Sumball at Tulane, he's waiting to see. Florida's got to hire a coach. Ole Miss has got to hire a coach if Kiffin leaves. LSU, have they done their due diligence and having a backup plan if Kiffin leaves them on the altar? Hopefully we have some finality. If LSU is not introducing the coach as the new coach next Monday, then I see problems in the capital city, because you've got to make sure you secure this recruiting class. Look at everybody up in the air. And so I don't know if I've ever seen anything like this, Mike and Steve, when you talk about a fired coach, a fired offensive coordinator, a fired AD, and now here it is, a coach and his agent holding LSU with more leverage than they could ever imagine. Tigers are not in a good spot if Lane Kiffin leaves them off the altar.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
A buddy in something that just broke maybe about a half an hour ago, but North Texas head coach Eric Morris is expected to become the new head coach at Oklahoma State. Now, here's the kicker with that. He's also expected to coach out the rest of North Texas's remaining games, and that would include a potential American Conference title game and maybe in the CFP. Now, again, that's North Texas. That's not Ole Miss. And Eric has never been a guy that has constantly flirted with other teams. The thing with Lane is, when does it become enough's enough? That's my thing with it. When is it enough enough? And I talked to an Ole Miss individual today that told me, hey, if he goes, he goes. Stays, he stays. Doesn't matter. I'm not giving any more money. He sort of has shut this down that, hey, listen, I'm not giving any more money to Ole Miss. Either way, if he comes to LSU and they hire a new coach, or he stays, I'm not giving any more money to LSU until I can see what they do with that head coaching position. And I'm sure the interim coach would be Joe Judge, who's a former Giants head coach. Here's the crazy part about that. You know where he graduated from? Mississippi State.
Yeah.
You talk about a twist and turn.
How are these Ole Miss players going to react tomorrow, Friday? My days are crazy because of these holidays. But on Friday, how is that team going to react? You know they want to get to 11-1. You know they want to make the CFP. But they've got to be wanting to talk to this guy. And, in fact, I think on Twitter there was some back and forth with the running back in Lane. And so, him and Jimmy might be enjoying it, but nobody else is. But in your question, right now, I would say LSU people are thinking 60, 70, 80% that he's coming. I will say this. You ever really be able to predict the next play that Lane's going to call on the offensive play sheet? I equate it like that. He doesn't want anybody knowing what he's doing. He's not going to telegraph it. But I'll just be honest, Mike. I think you and I echo the same sentiments. Everybody is ready for this soap opera to end.
My final question for you. This looked to be Brian Kelly's best recruiting class in the state of Louisiana that he's ever had, to be honest with you. I think he did a really good job of securing most of the top talent in the state of Louisiana. Him not being there anymore, we've only had one decommitment. That was a young man from the Florida area. Can they keep this class together? And what will it take to keep this really good recruiting class together, because signing day is really Wednesday. That's when basically 95% of the signings go on.
Normally, I would give you a different answer, but what LSU did this year, Mike, is they got these kids hooked up with NIL deals. Richard Anderson from Carr, Lamar Brown, all these guys, the receivers, they've got about 11 or 12 that are solid, and they want to add. They may even have a few more. But, look, we can't answer that question until we know who the next coach is. I will say this. They did a great job of getting those guys on the same page, getting them some NIL deals. And as we know at the line of scrimmage, you can't afford to be losing the big 6'3" 340-pound D lineman. Lamar Brown's a kid that can play both ways. They've got an excellent class coming in. But I don't know if we can predict that. They're hoping that they can hold on to it. That's why, to me, this decision's got to come down. You've got to have a coach introduced at LSU next Monday, or it really could get crazy.
Buddy Sonji, TigerBait.com analyst, thankful for your time. Have a great Thanksgiving, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving, bud. All righty, buddy.
That LSU update brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. For the latest on LSU search for the next head coach, keep it locked right here on WWL.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.